This message is presented to you by Pastor Cliff Reynolds and Word Alive Church in Elwood City, PA. For more information, visit wordalivechurch.info.
Glory to God. You have your Bibles tonight? Let's get in the Word just for a little bit here. Matthew chapter 2. In your Bibles, Matthew chapter 2. And beginning with verse 13, I'm going to read from the NLT version. After the wise men were gone, this is Matthew 2:13. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up and flee to Egypt with the child and his mother. The angel said, notice this was an angel said this. Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to try to kill the child. Now this particular passage of Scripture probably took place 2 years after the birth of Jesus. The reason I say that is because it says in this passage that the wise men came to the house where Jesus was. Didn't come to a manger or a stable or a cave somewhere. No. Came to a house. In addition to that, we know that Herod tried to kill all the babies that were 2 years old and under, because he was going to try to kill the Christ child. So he figured, I'll just kill a whole bunch of them and I'll get the Christ child. And it was 2 years old and under. So this is another indication that the baby Jesus could have been 2 years old by this time. And they were in a house. And so an angel tells Joseph in a dream, get up and get down to Egypt with the child. Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to try to kill the child. That night Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother, and they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. I called my son out of Egypt. So that fulfilled the prophet, Jesus. Prophecy, rather. Jesus did come out of Egypt, didn't he, in that particular instance. Herod was furious when he learned that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, because the wise men had told him that the star first appeared to them about 2 years earlier. Herod's brutal action fulfilled the prophecy of Jeremiah. A cry of anguish is heard in Ramah. Weeping and mourning and unrestrained. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. And incidentally, the mention of Bethlehem, the journey that Mary and Joseph took to Bethlehem to be taxed and to register for their taxation as per the Roman ruling and mandate was a 75-mile journey. 75 miles with a donkey, and here she is, pregnant, ready to deliver. That's no small jaunt. Now see, there are two different Bethlehems, but this was the one, the Bethlehem of Judea. This is the one that's talked about in Micah 5:2, Bethlehem Ephratah, where it says that out of Bethlehem will come this one who preexisted, this one who was God, who got off his throne and came to this earth. And so that particular Bethlehem is 75 miles on this journey, okay? So, verse 19, when Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. Now remember, the angel told Joseph to go down to Egypt. And by the way, this is one of the functions of angels. Do you know they warn you about things? They warn you about dangers. And Some people put a lot of stock in dreams, that God's going to speak to them through dreams. My dreams are too crazy. My dreams are out in left field. For them to have been from God, you know. I've tried it. Lord, what is that? Are you trying to speak to me? No, you couldn't be trying to speak to me with that one. But anyhow, I believe we're living in a different era now as Christians, as believers, New Testament believers. God can speak to us now because our spirit is alive unto God. In the Old Testament, their spirit was not alive unto God. They were unregenerated. The Bible says that from the time of John the Baptist, no, that's a different scripture, among the prophets, there is no greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. But we didn't do anything great like John the Baptist. What he's talking about is we have a new relationship, a totally new relationship with Emmanuel, God with us. Now we have this relationship that we can hear from him. Our spirit has been regenerated. We can hear from God via the Holy Spirit. And so that's the way I choose to hear from him as New Testament believers. But you see, this is before Calvary. And so he had to use a dream and an angel to speak to him. Now, it's true. Angels can still speak to you. Angels can still help you. Angels are for real. And we're going to get into this, but maybe I'll just get ahead of myself a little bit here. A friend of mine, Ray Mons, and his wife were traveling down in, I believe it was Tennessee, and this big trailer truck, semi, jackknifed. And just did one of these sweeping deals like this. And he and his wife were in the car. And it just went right over top of them. Crushed their car. Terrible wreck. She was trapped in the car. It's down underneath the dashboard. And my wife couldn't help me with this. Elsa is her name. And she said that somebody came and comforted her and told her, it's going to be all right. You're going to make it. You're going to be okay. And even gave her a blanket to keep warm. And after they got her out of there, this person was nowhere to be found. Totally vanished. And they said, did you see this person that was talking to me there? No, nobody else saw him. I believe it was an angel. They believe it was an angel. And Ray Mwanza, the husband, he said something similar too. What did he say? Did you see this guy? I saw him. Did anybody else see him? Nobody else saw this guy who's an angel. Showed up, and they were rescued, and they made it, and really with very, very little injuries. So angels are for real, and they are there to, yes, warn God's people, but they're also there to help you in a time of need or crisis that you're facing. So where did I leave off? So when Herod died, verse 19, when Herod died, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and told him, get up, take the child and his mother and go back to the land of Israel. Now here's an angel directing him each step of the way. First of all, leave, go to Egypt. And all right, now leave Egypt, go back to the land of Israel, because those who were trying to kill the child are dead. So Joseph returned immediately to Israel with Jesus and his mother. But when he learned that the new ruler was Herod's son, Archelaus, Herod died and then his son took over, he was afraid. Then in another dream, he was warned to go to Galilee. On the way back, God gave him a little diversion, a little detour, said, now I want you to go to Galilee this time. So they went and lived in a town called Nazareth. And this fulfilled what was spoken by the prophets concerning the Messiah. He will be called a Nazarene. So you see how the angel was instrumental in helping them, warning them and giving them messages. As a matter of fact, the word angel does mean messenger. Angelos in the Greek means messenger. But actually, whether it's Hebrew or Greek, it both means it's a messenger from God. And they visit people to deliver words from God. And they only follow God's word and God's will. They help advance God's will forward from behind the scenes, sometimes not even visible. You can't even see them. Now, sometimes, I mean, they have the ability to make themselves, what's that word, transform or whatever the word is, to look like a person. In fact, the Bible says sometimes you might be entertaining, you think you're entertaining strangers, but it's actually angels. Strangers unaware, it could be angels. Like in this case with Ray and Elsa. So they can materialize. That's the word I was looking for. They can materialize or they can just be invisible and work behind the scenes. But they save God's people from situations they don't even realize are about to happen. They are in a position in certain places. They position themselves assigned to individual people. Angels were highly... Point number one tonight. You want to put that up on the screen for me? Point number one. Angels were highly involved in the circumstances surrounding Jesus' birth and thereafter. And we saw this, didn't we? Now, so angels are involved in all those circumstances. Flip over to Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 13. Hebrews 1:13. It says in Hebrews 1:13, "But to which of the angels said he at any time, 'Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool'?" He never told an angel to do that at any time. But now I'll tell you what, he did tell us that we're seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Verse 14, "Are they not all ministering spirits?" Everybody say ministering spirits. Ministering spirits. That's what angels are. "Sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation." How many heirs of salvation do we have in here tonight? Angels are sent to minister for you, on your behalf, to help you. Daniel in the lion's den. Guess who closed the lion's mouth? What was it? An angel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, I believe there were angels involved in that one, don't you? When they were in the fiery furnace? Sure. But for us, as New Testament believers, they are ministering spirits for us. In fact, one translation in the New Living Bible says it this way. They are only servants... Can't read my writing. Are only servants... Servant spirits sent to care for people who will inherit salvation. Servant spirits sent to care for people who will inherit salvation. So, we know that they can materialize at God's will. If you go back to look at Genesis chapter 19, you remember that story about Lot in Genesis 19? They can either be invisible or they can materialize. We know that. Take on a human form, in other words. And in this particular story, they did. If you can read this for yourself. But they were homosexual men that tried to take Lot's daughter. You remember that? Oh, no. I think that, no. The angels were there with Lot. And these homosexuals knocked on the door and wanted to get those angels. And do something perverted with those angels. They had materialized in a human form. In verse 5, 19:5, it says, "And they called unto Lot and said unto him, 'Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them.'" They wanted to do something perverted with him. And he said, "I pray thee, brethren, not so wickedly." Oh, and Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him, said, "I pray you, brethren, do not wickedly. Behold, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you and do to them as is good to you in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof." Well, I don't think I'd have sent my daughters out instead, but anyhow... And they said, "Stand back." They said again, "This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them?" And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men, the angels, who were men, in verse 10, put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. And they smote the men that were perverted men. These angels smote those men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. So those angels smote those homosexuals blind. Wow. So, anyhow, we see how they materialize in order to help somebody there. Hebrews chapter 13, look here. Hebrews 13. Point number two tonight. Angels can and will do completely impossible things in order to fulfill God's purpose. Oh, the study of angels is amazing. And I think we need to look at it even more often. Hebrews 13, verse 2. Because we're going to see as we do this study, we'll wrap it up here pretty soon, but we'll see that you have some say in the operation of angels. Do you know that? Well, just keep your finger in 13 there, but go back to Psalm 103, verse 20. Psalm 103 and verse 20. Notice what it says here. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength. These are supernaturally powerful people, or spirits they are, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. What do they hearken to? The voice of God's word. God speaking directly and instructing them, but also the voice of this word. When you put this word in your mouth and you speak it, guess what? You are helping to direct angels. When you say stuff that's contrary to the word of God, they're not going to be there to help you. But when you'll say, no, I'm going to say what the word says. I'm going to agree with God's word. I'm going to speak the word. When you do that, guess what? Angels will go to work on your behalf to help you. What do they hearken to? Unto the voice of his word. So you put the word in your mouth and you speak it, and guess what? They're going to respond to that. Now, if you're not ever speaking the word, you might have a couple of angels. Your angels just might be kind of couch potatoes, having their feet up somewhere and not doing much. Right? So start speaking the word. Amen. Have their. I believe in 46 years of flying that I had angels garrisoned around about that plane. Why? Because I spoke the word and I said, Father, thank you. Before I take off, thank you for the angels garrisoned around about this airplane, Father. There'll be no accident, incident, or injury. And put the power to the firewall. Throttle to the firewall. Well, we're still here after 46 years. I believe the angels helped us. So anyhow, they're there to help you too. And they're highly involved in many areas. As I said, angels can and will do completely impossible things in order to fulfill God's purpose. Hallelujah. They're sent to minister to us who are heirs of salvation. They're here to assist God and help God's people. Amen? I have it here in my notes. Ray Monza said, did you see that guy? Did you see that guy? That angel? Supernatural beings with supernatural strength and ability. And they have great discernment and wisdom. And we'll close on this scripture right here. Great discernment and wisdom. 2 Samuel chapter 14. 2 Samuel chapter 14. And verse 17. Then thine handmaid said, the word of the Lord, the king shall now be comfortable, for as an angel of God is my Lord, the king, to discern good and bad. Therefore the Lord thy God will be with thee. So angels know how to discern good and bad. Right and wrong. Good and evil. Verse 20, to fetch about this form of speech, hath thy servant Job done this thing, and my Lord is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God. Angels have wisdom. They're in the presence of God. And they have wisdom that comes from God to know all things that are in the earth. Okay? Well, let's stop right there. Let's stand tonight. So, Angels can and will do completely impossible things in order to fulfill God's purpose. And I'll just share this story as we're standing in closing tonight. I remember, this had to have been 12, 15 years ago. I was at I happened to be in Florida, and so I went to Lakeland, Florida, and they had this huge tent, and they were having a revival. And that was the first time I ever heard that Smith lady sing. What's her name? The one that runs across the platform? Kim Walker Smith. Yeah. And she was there. But they had this revival that had been going on at this airport in Lakeland, Florida, and this property, this huge tent. And the thing that was unique about it is the people were praying for the angels to come to bring miracles and to bring healing and to protect the people and to cause the supernatural presence of God to be there. And so that's the way they prayed, and angels were showing up and doing miracles. I mean, they didn't actually, I don't think, saw any angels, but that's what they asked for. And they were, I mean, that revival lasted quite a while. I got there just at the tail end of it. But angels invited in prayer to be involved, bringing miracles and healings and supernatural assistance. And I'm telling you right now, church, angels are going to be major players in end time events. Ministering spirits sent to minister for those who are heirs of salvation. And they will be with us to the end of the age. And they're going to do powerful things with capabilities and great intelligence. And they are holy and sinless before God. And they will do what God wants done. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word tonight. Let's just all pray this prayer in case there's somebody watching tonight that needs to know Jesus. Let's just pray this. Say, Heavenly Father, I want to know all about your salvation. I invite Jesus to be the Lord of my life. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Make me a new creation. Thank you for it, Father. I'm forgiven. I'm the righteousness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a great evening, and we'll pick this up some other time.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information, please visit wordalivechurch.info.